I will call the January 19th Common Council meeting order. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Mayor Olson.
Here.
Alderman Dandrea.
Here.
Alderman Mayer.
Here.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Here.
Alderwoman Hanneman.
Here.
Alderman Barber.
Here.
Alderman Nelson.
Here. We have a quorum. Please rise and join the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I'd like to request a moment of silence for Captain Alan H. Martin of the Franklin Fire Department, who has passed on. Captain Martin was the first full-time firefighter hired by Franklin in 1970. He served as a training officer for many, many years. Is a lifetime member of the Milwaukee County Association of Training Officers, and he retired about 2004. He will be, his presence is felt, and he will be missed. So if I could ask for you to join me in a moment of silence for Captain Martin. Thank you. Not to be confused with Jim Martins with an S, who was fire chief and serves on the Fire and Police Commission currently. He's alive and well.
Thank you. We're going to swap you there, Dan. Uh-oh. We should be okay. Thank you, Alderman. I was unfortunately not aware. Al used to talk fast to me a lot, so sorry to hear you pass away.
Sideline was an auctioneer, so he spoke
fast to everybody.
Fast.
That's right.
And it was interesting in his training sessions sometimes when he spoke fast.
Likewise, I'm not sure we need to do it again, but remember Casper Green. He was buried last Wednesday after a relatively short illness. Okay, with that, let's go on to something better. With that, we'll open a citizen's comment period. Is there any citizen wishing to speak? Give us your name and address, please, and then do what you got to do.
I'm Mike Graverson, 4429 West Hilltop Lane, Franklin. I have a throat problem, so I talk quiet sometimes. This is hard to hear when you're listening on the outside, by the way. So I'll try to be loud. I'm 65 with immune suppression problems, so it bothers me when I hear, I'm considered at risk, so I disagree with some of the things you hear about people with problems can't make it here. If it's important, we can make it. So don't let that keep you from continuing the way you're doing it. What I have to say is important. I'm really here just to say thank you. Thank you to all of you for what you do. I realize how many hours you put in, many of them work in the evenings. The pay you get versus the hours you put in is horrendous. Actually, it pretty sucks. I appreciate that you do what you do. I don't always agree with you. I agree with some of the things you do. Some of you I don't agree with often. But I do appreciate the passion and the effort you put into to running. And and I ask that you don't let this small group of complaining people stray or affect your decisions completely. Do your homework like you're doing and make decisions accordingly. But just because you're up here speaking or not speaking doesn't mean the rest of the city isn't listening. So again, thank you for doing what you do. I made a mistake last month. I'm out of breath. I made a mistake. I was here October 20th. And I didn't get up and speak in favor. When Alderman Wilhelm mentioned there was 30-some people that talked all negative, I didn't realize I would have been the only one. I would have been the only one to speak in favor. So I goofed by not speaking up. So I won't let that happen again. And there's a lot of other people out here that didn't speak up that are happy in the way it turned out. I do have one more thing to offer. When you hear the word about Strauss, you hear the word slaughterhouse. It's a great marketing tactic. It stirs emotions, negative thoughts. But I want to make it clear, it's a meat packing plant. They pack meat. Part of it is killing animals to process, but it's a meat packing plant. They have excellent veal, by the way. I can give you a good example. In 1919, Curly Lambeau went to his boss. He worked at Indian Packing Company, a meat packing plant in Green Bay. I happen to be an owner and a season ticket holder. Maybe you've heard of them, the Green Bay Packers. You don't hear, go, slaughterhouse, go. Go, slaughterhouse, go. It's a meat packing plant. Go, pack, go. So again, I want to just thank you for doing what you do. Carry on and go, pack, go.
Thanks for coming. We'll have our health officer's on the line. It'll be a while, but we'll get vaccines pretty soon. So, oh, you do? Did you bring extras? Okay. Okay, thanks. Anyone else wishing to speak? Mr. Rivera, good evening.
Wow, that was a pretty misconstruction of facts there. You know, they do slaughter animals, so.
Can you give us your name and address, please?
My name is Marcelino Rivera, 5536 West Allwood Drive. Okay. Small group of people too. There's over 150 people. Anyway, okay. Good evening to the Common Council, citizens of Franklin, and others watching on YouTube. In light of MLK Day being yesterday, I think it's fitting for us to look at a few of his quotes that have inspired men, women, young and old, in this nation and around the world. Here's one. Human progress is neither automatic nor inevitable. Every step towards the goal of justice requires sacrifice, suffering, and struggle. The tireless exertions and passionate concern of dedicated individuals. Looking around the city, it's easy to see groups of passionate citizens that love this city, but are impacted by decisions and development in each of our districts. Many are being ignored when it comes to our concerns over items that impact the quality of life. The quality of life, the city of Franklin celebrates in its motto. Citizens have raised concerns over excessive sound and are attacked and are ignored, or excessive blasting and explosions that damage and rattle their homes and they're ignored, or excessive smells from a faulty sewer and they're ignored, or excessive well contamination and they're ignored, or excessive damage to wetlands and they're ignored. Excessive impact on natural resources, and they're ignored. What do we have to do to be heard? What do we have to do to be taken seriously? Is the answer filing city complaints? To the Common Council, another quote from Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr. There comes a time when one must take a position that is neither safe, nor politic, nor popular, but he must take it because conscience tells him it's right. To the others watching here and online, and those even in this room, we must learn to live together as brothers or perish together as fools. Thank you. Good evening.
Thank you very much. Anyone else? Anyone else? Seeing no one else rise, I will close the citizens' comment period. Move on to approval of the regular meeting minutes of the Common Council meeting of January 5th. Any additions or corrections?
So moved.
Is there a second? Seconded by Alderman Wilhelm. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. We have no public hearings tonight. We do have organizational business, 16 appointments. You'll notice that there are some that are two listings. Those are where the appointee will fill a 2021 appointment and be appointed for the following year in a succession term. Any requests for separate action?
Move to confirm.
Second.
Madam Clerk.
Alderman D'Andrea.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderwoman Hanneman.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye. Motion carries, 6 ayes, no noes, no absent, no abstentions. Move on to G1. Which is a resolution ratifying proclamation to extend the time period for our public health emergency. Any questions on this?
Just one, Mr. Mayor.
Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Alderman Hanneman. Alderman Mayer.
Now, if something comes up in this time period, for example, Arbor Day, will we visit that at the time to determine if it can continue on or not? The Environmental Commission is always very active on Arbor Day, and it would be nice if everything works out, if it can continue, as it would be very nice if everything else would be able to continue if the circumstances allow.
Yeah, the answer to that question is that we have no current restrictions other than the governor's imposed mask mandate. So the answer to your question is, yeah, if it makes sense. But once again, we ask that everybody talk with our health officer to make sure that we get things done right and safely.
Understood.
Thank you. All those in favor of the motion? I'm sorry, Alderman D'Andrea. Wait. Thank you. Push it again.
I just want to make sure that we are following suit with which request. Is this our request? Is this a legal request? I mean, I just want to make sure that the public knows that we are not imposing any special restrictions, that we're just doing this because if there are federal dollars available, at least they know that we are cooperating with the plan.
That's correct. That is part of it. It also designates the fire chief as the emergency manager, and the incident commander is Courtney Day. That's on one resolution, and then it provides that the common council and boards and commissions can remotely call into meetings. That's the two items that these resolutions do for us.
Yeah, and sometimes it's clear to make sure that the public knows.
Absolutely.
Thank
you. I knew where you're going.
Okay.
Anyone else? All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. G2 is a senior citizens travel program update. Mr. Ryan gave us a letter that says they haven't taken any trips, so there's nothing to report. Similarly, on G3, the Senior Citizens Inc., of course, I did mention that Casper Green has passed away. Casper was the vice president of the seniors organization. And they have had no activity as well since March. And that last meeting in March was interesting. So, but I will tell you that I will give a small report here. There was two organizations. There's Franklin Seniors Group, and then there's Franklin Seniors Incorporated. Franklin Seniors Incorporated had an effort many years back to raise funds for a senior center, which obviously never came to fruition. So they're liquidating that corporation, and the city and several not-for-profits are benefiting. I'm told by Mr. Knippel we'll have two big checks coming to the city for our use, and I've already designated, in honor of Mr. Green and Mr. Knippel, new chairs for this room with their money. I don't know that any of you would object to that. And if you do, we'll get them to complain. So the corporation is disbanded, but the seniors group on Wednesdays, second Wednesday of every month, will still be in operation. Any questions on that? G4 is a resolution imposing conditions or restrictions for special use for Big B Coffee.
Move to approve.
Second.
Second.
Discussion?
Absolutely, but Alderman Wilhelm had a second. Alderman Mayer.
Just I want to make it clear this is a very good thing for the city. It's nice to see these vacant storefronts having someone move in. I know we benefit from the tax payments that continue on when we have vacant buildings, but vacant buildings do send a negative signal to others that want to come into the community. So this is another storefront that was vacant for a while. It's great to see that this business is moving in, and I wish them all the best, and hopefully it will be a thriving business.
Absolutely. Thank you, Alderman. Anyone else? All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G5 is a change in a land combination for a drainage way for Oaks Estates. There is a new revised copy of the resolution at your place. Alderman Mann. It's your district.
No. Is it?
Yeah.
It's key. Yeah. Okay.
So everybody got
like is that a motion?
Yeah, you're right.
Is that a motion? Is there a motion to approve?
I'll make the motion since I sat on plan and reviewed this.
Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G6 is an ordinance to amend ordinance 2020-2453, adopting the 2021 annual budgets. This is for general and capital outlay funds to provide carry forward of appropriations from 2020 to 2021 for compensation programs and capital projects.
So moved.
Second.
Madam, any questions? Madam Clerk.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderwoman Hanneman.
Oh, aye. Keith.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Dandrea.
Aye.
Motion carries. 6 ayes, no noes, no absence, no abstention. Keith, you're here. So you want to introduce yourself? We'll move back to the Bigby Coffee. This is Keith. He's one of the owners of the project.
Yes, so as Mr. Olson said, yeah, my name is Keith Washington. I am the part owner of Bigby Coffee. So, of course, for those who are not familiar with Bigby Coffee, it's a franchise based out of East Lansing, Michigan. We're independently owned and operated, 100% minority owned and operated. We're very excited. We've been excited since July when we signed the lease with Wyndham, and just going through the motions and getting the plans and permits. But we're very excited to be coming to the neighborhood, to come to the community. So excited we just signed our franchise agreement for a second location with eyes on Oak Creek for a second location. It's the second location. But so right now we're aiming to open up 2 stores this year. With another 3 in the next 2 years or so. So we're very excited, and yeah, I can't wait to have the grand opening party celebration for everyone who would like to come.
When do you expect that to be?
Hopefully, if we can break ground, start construction by the 1st, we're planning on the first week of April right now. So it's going to go fairly quick. The biggest thing right now is material procurement. But I think we should be able to be open in the next 6 to 8 weeks after we start.
And Oak Creek didn't tell you they're closed, did you? You didn't know that?
We haven't. So the good thing is everything is in a works right now, and that one will be a. We're still. I mean, Franklin is our home, our flagship right now for our first location. First Milwaukee Bigby at that. We're the 5th location in Wisconsin. The other locations are in Wausau, Rib Mountain, Sheboygan is the closest right now, and. So we're planning on taking over Milwaukee one cup at a time.
We look forward to it. Alderman Hanneman and then Alderman Wilhelm, I'm sure, being our Michigan representative.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was my question, how soon we can come and enjoy a cup of coffee. So you answered that question, but otherwise I'm happy to extend a very, very warm welcome and thank you for choosing Franklin.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And my email is store650@bigby.com. If anyone have any direct question, of course, we're going to be the training days that we call relay days for the employees. The coffee will be flowing in the form of free for those. But keep in mind, you know, it's a training exercise. So we need to put the employees through the ringer. So if anybody, if you email us, definitely add you to the list of invitations to get you over through those days. It's going to be about maybe 3 days or so, 4-hour blocks of just giving it to the employees, just running them through the ringer. So, but yeah, we're very excited. And yeah, if you have any questions, please feel free to reach out to us.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Is it on?
Yep.
I'm familiar with Big B, Michigan fan, so
awesome.
My home state. And I don't know if you were involved the first time around. I think it was like 4 years or maybe longer ago when you tried to come in. And we provided samples for city staff of your coffee.
Mm-hmm.
And I very much appreciated that. I'm sure the staff did. And we look forward to having them be able to stop in and get a cup of coffee. It's great. So welcome.
Absolutely. Well, we appreciate the hospitality, too. And, we're very excited. And, you know, with the Common Council's blessing, now we can actually go finish the permitting process and get the ball rolling.
Go start doing your plumbing. See you later.
That's all just water and coffee. That's all we need. Everything else, the furniture can come later. So.
Welcome, Keith.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll go back to the order. Request the Common Council approval for purchasing of a Hurst tool for
fire. To approve.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. By the way, I point out that that's a battery-operated one. The one that we currently have runs off of a compressor. I believe it's a hydraulic ram that takes a lot of effort. This one's going to speed up any rescue operations that we may have to have. Item G8 is to authorize 2 change orders for BSNA for the community development and complaint software implementation and the purchase of 7 laptops.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
And, any opposed? Motion carries. Alderman Wilhelm.
I was just wondering what was in this one for the complaint software, because the topic discusses that portion, but the rest of it doesn't.
So last year when the council approved, in May, the council approved the BSNA project, and that was the complaint software is in there, and it is being implemented at this time. These changes,
just carrying over the title, basically,
correct.
Because
and
it's,
just
okay,
what
that's kind of what I thought.
For the project.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, that motion carried. So we move on to G9, authorize staff to solicit equipment considered in the 2021 budget for the sewer and water department.
Move to authorize.
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. G10 is an authorization for Department of Public Works to purchase vehicles and equipment. I do have a comment.
So moved.
Second.
Before we move, do you need these snow blowers right away? Oh, no, it's the lawnmowers. I'm sorry, the lawnmowers.
Oh, the lawnmowers?
Can those wait for a month?
Yeah, I mean, we won't expect to get these until summer.
Cancelable PO? Don't be afraid. It's just we got lawnmowers all over the city, and I want you guys to talk before we go buy some more. But this is at 11:40, okay. All those in favor of the motion?
Aye.
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 Any opposed?
Does he need the plow chucks tonight?
Stop it. Motion carries. G11 is extension of the towing contract with NNS for 2021 and 22.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? I will say that they provided us excellent service. The chief is very happy with them. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. G12 is to reschedule the Common Council meetings of February 16th and April 6th to accommodate elections. Actually, Alderman Wilhelm did, so we'll give you the second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Clarification. So, you're fine with rescheduling them to the Monday preceding the elections?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. And no changes to the summer schedule? That's correct.
Not at this time.
Okay.
G13 is an authorization. Oh, by the way, we're on page 121 of the packets. Authorized 2021 consulting agreement with USI Insurance Services for employee health and retirement benefits.
So moved.
Second.
I knew it. Alderman Dandrea.
I brought up a question in personnel yesterday regarding what are we paying for and why. And I'll add the additional comment that I failed to put on it yesterday. We already paid this company a big commission. Now we're paying them a consulting fee. Why?
Ms. Steele.
So the consulting partner arrangement is not a 3 month a year arrangement. This is an arrangement that we have, a long-standing relationship that we have with a consulting company to not only handle our strategy, our renewals, our ongoing maintenance, and all of the questions and concerns that come up with all of our various vendors and employees as we're talking about benefits. So to cancel an agreement with a current provider and then go ahead and not hire a new one until we get next to close to a renewal period would be bad business, and we probably wouldn't get any consulting partners to want to do business with the city if that's the way we were going to do business.
Well, it's not only a consulting partner, but they are also the agency that provided our coverage, correct?
They are not.
USI?
They are not. United Healthcare is our insurance provider.
But who organized and set up the relationship?
Who
are the agents that we dealt with?
I just want to make sure I understand.
Who introduced us to and put this all together? I'm saying is when we start working, and we've got an RFP that'll be coming into place. This is not customary for the company to start to be charging consulting fees, because they're already consultants to us, and they know that they're earning a commission when they get paid, when they win the contract. It's part of doing business. So I understand we've been doing this all along, but we've got to be very careful moving forward that we don't start putting additional money in for consultants when we don't really need to. And Peggy, you did allude to it, that you did speak to the representative, and this is not something that this is basically a very pricey dollar amount that we're paying for a very short period of time. Granted, it's prorated, but I was trying to justify the cost and then rationalize it as well. And so that's where my concerns were, and I think we have to be very careful moving forward when we evaluate our position and the multitude of insurance plans that we have, and make sure that the taxpayers aren't overpaying or paying a fee for something that they shouldn't be paying. That's my comment.
Okay. Anyone else? Alderman Hannon.
Thank you, Mayor. Following up then a question to the comments that Alderman Dandrea made, what would be the ramification and or alternative should we choose to not approve this? So what would happen in the meantime until an RFP goes out?
So basically we just wouldn't have an insurance consulting partner, and one of our lines of coverage, our new NICE healthcare program, we would be paying an extra $10 per person per month for that because of that relationship. But again, with all due respect, it's very customary in the public sector to pay your benefit consultant a fee. Mm-hmm. That's absolutely 100% normal. What I was referring to at personnel was, I think this one is perhaps a bit high, and mm-hmm. I think that's going to get flushed out in the RFP process.
Okay.
but the ramification would just be we would go without a benefit consultant, and my guess is when we put our RFP out in a couple months, we would get very few responses because benefit consultants don't work for you just at renewal time for 3 months. Yes, they work the hardest likely at that time, but we've transitioned to three new lines of coverage this year, and we're still in implementation with some of them. So, yes, we can contact the companies directly, but it's what the consultant does for us all through the year.
Okay.
Anyone else? The move is seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. I know Stuart is here for his appointment, and he's been appointed. This is our new member of the Finance Committee over in the corner there. And I know what you're here for. Folks, what are you just looking, or you got an agenda item? Because you're probably in the wrong room if you're looking for your building plans.
No, I am Ryan Ross. I am number 14 on the
Oh, he's next.
Well, Ryan, let me say thank you for volunteering. Congratulations and welcome. You're with him. Very good. Thanks for letting us have him. Great. Okay. So, all right, with that, we're going to move on to item H, licenses. Alderman Nelson.
Okay. Number one, Robin Roche has approved of the letter. Number two, the Rainbow Arrow Modelers Society, we're going to hold that off for 2 weeks for further clarification on a few points. Does that make sense, Madam Clerk? Schnell is approved. Tomorrow is approved. Noon Lions Club is approved contingent upon proof of insurance. And the last one, VFW Post 10394, is approved contingent upon proof of insurance.
Are you doing backgrounds on the Noon Lion Club?
No.
It's a pretty shady group.
Yeah, they are. Especially that Milinovich guy.
Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. I-1, vouchers and payroll. Is there a motion approving sitting vouchers and ending date of January 14, 2021 in the amount of $1,736,105.27? And payroll dated January 15th in the amount of $488,031.15 and payments of the various payroll deductions in the amount of $354,941.93 plus city matching payments. An estimated payroll of January 29th estimated at $388,000 plus payments of the various payroll deductions estimated at $542,000 plus city matching payments and property tax disbursements with an ending date of January 15th. In the amount of $52,343,112.94, and approval and release of payment to Loomis and Ryan LLC not to exceed $3,131,244.26.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Madam Clerk.
Alderman Danvers?
Aye.
Alderman Mayer?
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm?
Aye.
Alderwoman Hanneman?
Aye.
Alderman Barber?
Aye.
Alderman Nelson?
Aye.
Motion carries, 6 ayes, no noes, no absent, no abstentions. Madam Clerk.
For those of you in the audience that were just appointed tonight and have not been on a committee before,
you
will receive a letter. We'll probably email or send it in tomorrow's mail, which will give you the next step about coming in to be sworn in and meeting with the department that covers the board or commission that you're handling.
So with that, we're going to go into closed session, so you're all excused. But thank you very much for coming. I appreciate the fact that you stuck it out and did the whole meeting, even though this is one of our quicker ones. So thank you very much. Is there a motion to enter closed session pursuant to Wisconsin Statute 19. We're at G14. This is a lawsuit, Orville Seamer versus City of Franklin. Is there a motion to enter closed session pursuant to Wisconsin Stat 19.85 sub 1 sub G to confer with legal counsel for the common counsel who's rendering advice concerning strategy to be adopted by the body with respect to the subject litigation and to re-enter open session at the same place thereafter to act on such matters discussed therein as it deems appropriate.
So moved.
Second.
All right. We'll give that to Alderman Nelson and Alderman Hanneman, because they've been the last in these days. Madam Clerk.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderwoman Hanneman.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Dandria.
Aye.
Motion carries. We are going into closed session. It is 8:47 p.m. We are back in open session. Is there a motion to adjourn?
Second.
Oh, wait a minute. Let's be clear. There is no action taken on the closed session discussion. It's been moved and seconded to adjourn. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. We are adjourned.